Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, it's that time in the program where we step across to the markets there at Flemington Markets in Sydney, and Franco Lagudi is on the scene there. He's a man who's definitely always in season, aren't you, Franco?
Hey, I am, Ben, and thanks very much for having me.
Tell me, what's happening this week in the market? So what's happening in your report?
All right, look, there's a few lines that are going to be absolutely excellent buying this week, and you can't pass them up. The first line to start off with would be broccoli.
Mate,
it's a great vegetable. It's got heaps of health benefits, which has been publicised recently, and it is going at a burner of a price. Actually, you might even find quite a few retailers have broccoli on special. It would be down by at least 35 to 40% in price, and it's going to be a great buy. So buy it this week, broccoli.
Now, what can you do with broccoli? What's one of your favourite recipes with broccoli?
Oh, steam it. You can steam it. You can use it in like a salad, dry. But the steamed broccoli is absolutely beautiful. Steak, fantastic. Can't beat it.
Now, Bundaberg Capsicums, what's happening on that front?
Right around the corner. They're going to start. If they don't start the next couple of days, I'll definitely be here by Monday. They will keep the market nice and steady. I think the capsicum market will still be good buying. Bundaberg Capsicums are going to be on the market, and they're going to be there to buy, and they're going to be priced to sell, and they're going to be great.
Now, I have a hankering for pawpaw.
Great healthy vegetable. Great healthy fruit, I should say, sorry. Pawpaw is fantastic. Absolute great buy. Has been a great buy for the last 10 days, and it will be another great buy for the next 10 days. Get into it. It's exotic, and it's great. It's good for you.
So if we've got $20 this week, what should we really be looking out for if we go shopping?
Okay. I'd say broccoli to start. Great vegetable. Put it on your plate. Pawpaw, great in the morning fruit or as a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say they're up a little bit in price, but not too much. I'd say still get a mango. Mangoes are great, mate. They're coming into their peak of the season, and they're great eating, and they're still very, very good buying on good price. They were on special a few weeks ago. They're up a little bit, but still too good a price to resist. I'd say celery. Celery's another awesome buy. You might even find your retailers have that on special also. And tomatoes. Tomatoes have been hanging constant. Great in salads. The warmer this weather gets, the better it is for salads, and tomatoes are the leader.
I think I might go out and buy some tomatoes. I'm trying to grow them. I think I'll be there for another 100 years.
Well, that's all right, mate. If you grow them, we'll sell them.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I was out at Orange on the weekend, and there's lots of stuff happening out there. It's great to be out on the land and see what's going on, and I didn't realise Orange is famous for its apples.
Yes, it's got great apples, and you'll even find some cherries coming out of Orange shortly at the start of the season. But Orange is a fantastic area, beautiful area, so close to Sydney. It's one of our real pristine rural areas. Great place, Orange.
Fantastic. And as we head into Christmas, what should we be looking out for now in the fruit bowl of food?
Okay, stone fruit is coming back in price every day. Apricots are on the market floor. They're coming back in price every day. But I tell you what, the one I really love is lychees. I love lychees, and they're going to start hit. I saw the first lychees a few days ago, but in the next 10 days, 2 weeks, I think lychees will be here, and I just love to get stuck into them.
I mean, and look, you know, Christmas is just around the corner, so, I mean, it's really probably time to start stocking up on a few things, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you can start looking at that in the next few weeks. Obviously, you want to buy as close to Christmas as possible. Fresh is best.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I agree with you. Keep your eye out. See what's coming in. I think there'll be no shortage of stone fruit around for Christmas time, which is great for all of us.
Now, speaking of fruits and things, how did you go with the limes for the Melbourne Cup? Was there a shortage or not?
Yes, limes were big money. They were $70 a box plus.
Good grief.
They were. They were very big money. There's been a few more limes trickle in as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday earlier this week, there was limes trickling in, so they're starting to come back in price. Just as we were talking, and as we predicted, after the Melbourne Cup, more limes came on, the bit of warm weather. The timing just works perfect.
Yeah, well, thank you for your timing today, Franco. You're perfect, and we know what to do with $20. Franco Lagudi there are talking about, of course, Bundaberg capsicums, pawpaws, broccoli, celery, and tomatoes. Thanks, Franco.
Ben, absolute pleasure as always.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.